This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.
Let's get it started! Crazy, super, super, stupid, crazy, yo!
In this sound, pray my feet don't frown me now.
Drop it!
Stranger than fiction. All right. Stranger than fiction. The wedding version.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Woman demands family pay for second wedding because she didn't like photos from the first.
What? Are you serious?
After purposely getting a dress that was too small, a bride is demanding a new wedding so she can get new wedding photos. She was unhappy about the way she looked in the wedding dress, apparently, and so she was new wedding. The problem with the original dress, the bride purposely got it tailored too small as an incentive to lose weight, but she then never lost the weight.
So it's her fault.
This resulted in some unflattering wedding photographs. The woman's hoping to get a do-over. According to the post, it was posted on a website, Reddit's wedding shaming blog. The post says, my cousin got married 2 years ago. She over-ordered her dress on a smaller size, saying how she was going to lose all the weight to look perfect in it, but she didn't lose the weight. In fact, she gained more weight. She was able to fit into the dress, but it was noticeably too small. And so she's announced she's planning a whole new wedding. She said that she appreciates everyone's cooperation during this time, as we as a whole family will be the ones paying for it, volunteering all our free time to get it together, as it was our fault for not pushing her harder and letting her look the way she did. But the poster explained, this is the first we've heard about her being upset over anything. She was also told, in very colorful language, that we will not be throwing a whole new wedding over 3 bad angled photos.
Wow.
And as several commenters said, you could just retouch the existing photos. You know, Photoshop them and make yourself look good.
Wow.
That's not that hard. Or if you want to be authentic, somebody said, just lose the weight, get into the dress, and have another set of pictures taken.
There you go.
You could do that.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. So...
But those are all logical things, you know.
Yeah, well, the author said that the cousin...
She wanted everything to be authentic. Well, if it's a second wedding, it's not really authentic.
Am I staging a sham second wedding so she looks good in the... It has to be authentic.
Oh
my goodness. Yeah. So it does not sound like the family's going to go along with this plan and give her a second wedding because she didn't look good in her dress in the first. So, Linda's going to go home and look over all her wedding photos with Aaron and say, Aaron,
Melinda, is
I
this
think we might need to do something here.
Melinda, is this a common phenomenon with women? Is it, you know, just that, you know, they got these girls that, you know, have this dream of a perfect wedding, and that's their dream, and they have that I'm probably talking a Hallmark movie here, though, but and then, you know, they want everything to go exactly like they planned when they were a young girl at their wedding, and then things don't go. Is this a similar thing for women, Melinda?
You know what? I don't know, because I just wanted to get married, so.
You didn't really care about the wedding. I was like, whatever.
I had a very nice wedding, but it was over 3 pictures. She's just going, no, that's a little bit too much for me. But, you know.
You didn't take
it so... Some women are like that, though. Some women are like that.
You didn't take it so seriously that you couldn't enjoy it.
Yeah, I enjoyed myself. So,
see, there
yeah.
you go. And still, I'm sure, had a lovely, lovely wedding.
Oh, I had a beautiful wedding. I had horses, a carriage, and all kinds of stuff.
Don't, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I had a beautiful wedding.
You can't complain.
That'd
be a lot of work getting those horses back. And
I think you should go home tonight, though, and tell Aaron, you know, those horses really weren't the right color. That really was what I wanted, and I think we need to do the wedding over again.
You know what? We had a black and a white horse, very
you
honestly.
Tell, I really wanted them to match.
Yeah, I guess.
The fact
that
they didn't match just bothered me all these years.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I should do that. He'll just look at me and keep doing whatever he's doing.
He's like, go back to his video games.
That's right.
Carl in Toledo texting in, is it Jenny Craig wedding? Yeah. Like should have served Jenny Craig food
Craig
at the
wedding.
Reception. That would have helped.
So there you go. That is today's People Are Strange.
This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.